Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. And a special welcome to new listeners in Memphis this week. Thank you to KWAM and 107.9 FM to the listeners there for tuning into the show for the first time. This weekly program is powered by Visa and Norton, two brands that protect you in slightly different ways, but we'll get to all of that shortly. So I'm here in Las Vegas for an inaugural show called ICON. That's ICON with two I's. It stands for the Interactive Innovation Conference. It's a first-of-its-kind two-day summit designed for business leaders and marketing executives to explore mutually beneficial engagement strategies, discovering new revenue models, and increasing brand loyalty. It focuses heavily on how the video game industry can positively impact other spaces like healthcare and finance, sports, humanitarian organizations even. I had the privilege of moderating two panels here. One was with humanitarian organizations, and the other one was with major brands like Yahoo, Amazon, and the New York Times, and how they're integrating games into their news content, and for Amazon streaming services and cloud gaming. So I recorded two interviews here at the summit to play for you this hour. One was with Stanley Pierre Louis. He is the president and CEO of the Entertainment Software Association, the ESA. We're going to talk about the immense popularity of video games and how it can be integrated with other industries. Any fans of GTA in the house? Well, I also sit down this hour with Strauss Zelnick. He is the chairman of Take-Two Interactive. Take-Two, or T2, is the company that owns Rockstar Games, and those folks are the ones who make the GTA franchise and the upcoming GTA 6 out in November. So I'm going to have to ask him about that, of course. Also on the show today, I'm going to share a hack on how you can turn any ebook that you may have on your phone or tablet into a free audiobook. This is one of my favorite little tricks that should save you some money and time. And so we're going to get to that this hour as well. So a very busy Tech It Out for you. Again, here in Sin City in Las Vegas at the ICON Summit. Without further ado, let's go ahead and play the first interview. I'm here at ICON in Las Vegas, an inaugural event tied to interactive entertainment, but it's more about the potential to impact other industries. I'm sitting down with Stanley Pierre Louis, President and Chief Executive Officer of the ESA, the Entertainment Software Association. Great to see you, Stan. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Really appreciate talking to you about games.
And you did great on stage, by the way. Just not even 30 minutes ago, you were giving the opening keynote for ICON. And we will talk more about what this week is all about. But before all that, can you please explain to our
our listeners what your organization, the ESA, Entertainment Software Association, is all about.
Sure. The Entertainment Software Association serves as the voice and advocate for the U.S. video game industry. That means we work with companies to explain what government is doing. We also work with government to understand what our industry is doing, and that way we get to better policy. We also represent the industry in a number of media outlets to talk about the benefit of games to society, to culture, and to the economy.
Yeah. You have swank offices, by the way. Love visiting you there, right? Close to Capitol Hill.
Absolutely. We do a lobbying for the organization at the federal level and at the state level. And we work with all parties. So we work with Democrats, Republicans, and we make sure that each of them understands the value that we bring to the economy, but also why it's important for us to really reach every American.
And then this week, it's an inaugural event called ICON with two I's. What's it all about?
Well, we're excited about what video games do within our industry, but also beyond. And ICON is our effort to bring together leaders from a variety of industries to talk about the impact of games. We're seeing today that games serve as inspiration for films and for television shows. We see that people are using games to train NASCAR drivers and Formula One drivers. And we're even seeing that games help subscription services like newspapers really enhance their other work, like journalism, through a game section.
All right, so from news to sports, healthcare, finance, the potential is that interactive entertainment or immersive and engaging content can educate people, it can train them, as you touched on simulations. There's a gamified element to all this. So I will ask you more for examples in a moment, but first, looking within the industry, which I understand is not what ICON is about, I think our listeners would be blown away at how massive the interactive entertainment industry. Could you quantify it?
Today, more than two-thirds of Americans play video games, more than 205 million people. And it covers every demographic, young, old, every demographic group, and male and female is split just about evenly. And that's because games have been part of our lives for a long time. The average player is about 36 years old, and the average length of play has been about 18 years. So you're finding that people play at different points of their lives, but they extend that. And in our last year's study of the demographics of games, we found that older players, players over 50, have really grown immensely. And more than 50% of boomers are playing. Mm-hmm. And you have more than a third of people over 80 playing video games, about 36%. Right. It just shows the growth.
And would it be fair to say, Stan, that the platforms and the kinds of games that they play may change as they age, right? I mean, I know it's stereotypical that, a 14-year-old with an Xbox controller in their hand or a Nintendo Switch 2, though older players may prefer games on a computer or a mobile device or a tablet, and they may be playing puzzle games opposed to a fast-paced action. Not that there aren't exceptions, but is that fair?
That's right. The number one device for playing today is the mobile phone, because everyone has one, and there are just hundreds of thousands of mobile games available.
Which are free or close to it.
That's exactly right. But PC and console play is also still very popular. And different demographics sometimes hew to different platforms. But what you're seeing is growth overall constantly, and that's what makes it exciting. When you talk about older players, they do play on PCs and mobile. It's not uncommon in a doctor's waiting room to see an older patient quickly getting a Candy Crush game in before the appointment.
That's great. I did kind of chuckle inside, Stan, when you said older people, like 50 and older. I'm like, oof, I'm a couple years older than that as well. And then speaking of games, there is, I think, a misconception that games that may contain adult content, just like there are movies and TV shows and books that have adult content, violence, sex, foul language, that some people, I guess, because they don't grasp the fact that the average age is, which is at 36, the median age. So there's this perception that games have to all be age appropriate for like a six-year-old. Is that tough from the ESA standpoint to articulate that?
Well, one of the great things about our industry is we've had a long history of providing information to consumers and especially parents about what's in the game. Mm-hmm. Many people know the E for everyone, T for teen symbols on games. That's run by an organization called the Entertainment Software Rating Board, which is held within ESA, but it serves as a self-regulatory body. And they provide the age appropriateness of each game, information about what you're going to find in the game, like is there adult language, or is it comic mischief? And then they also provide information on whether the game has certain interactive capabilities, whether it connects to others, whether there are opportunities to purchase while playing the game. all that information provides consumers and especially parents with the ability to make the right purchasing decisions right. for their families.
Yeah, good point. And of course, you can add parental controls to all the game consoles out there to prohibit games that are rated P, for example, for teen, or M for mature, from even being played on that console. And to your point, the Entertainment Software Rating Board, that little letter in the corner of the box, M for mature, E for everyone, E10 plus, not only does it have that, but on the back of the box, the what you refer to as the content descriptors with a just a high-level look at what's in the game. But if you go to the website, then it'll even give you specific examples. In this game, you can carry a lifelike gun and da-da-da-da. So they've really gone above and beyond, I think, which is great. And thank you for explaining that. On that note, it would be remiss to not ask you about GTA 6, one of the most highly anticipated adult games coming later this year from Take-Two Interactive and Rockstar Games, one of their brands. This is going to be a huge hit and great for the industry overall. You must be getting a lot of questions about that.
You know, it's been such a powerful franchise. It's got a very loyal base. And it's also great that Take-Two Interactive, which owns Rockstar, really believes in ensuring that customers know exactly what they're getting in the game. Mm-hmm. Because there's a space for games for kids and games for teens. And there's a space for these thematic... Yeah. You know, huge games that they're putting out here. So I think there's a lot of excitement around it because it's such an iconic brand and it has a very, very big following. So it's going to be a great release yeah. for the industry.
Some of the sales numbers in the past for previous Grand Theft Auto games have like shattered all records. It's amazing. So yeah, I think all eyes are on the GTA 6 later this year. We are chatting with Stanley Pierre-Louis. He's CEO and president of the Entertainment Software Association, the ESA. We're here at ICON in Las Vegas. It's a first of its kind event that explores how interactive entertainment is also transforming the future of other industries, business, culture. Can we explore a bit about that before I let you go, Stan? So this is an event. You've brought in people from MLB I met last night, CPG brands, really interesting. And I'm going to be moderating a panel later today with the American Red Cross, for example. They're using games to teach their employees how to perform certain tasks. There's humanitarian sides to all this. You've been with the ESA since 2019 as CEO. You're probably not surprised much about the impact of engaging interactive content.
I think the breadth of interactivity in other sectors is immense and surprising to everyone because we think of games as a thing you play, but the technology beneath games allows you to do so much, whether it's air flight simulations. Mm-hmm. Here at ICON, we've got a NASCAR simulation, which NASCAR drivers actually use to train, and that saves them from ruining cars that might otherwise yeah. have crashed. All of that technology allows us to engage with whatever subject matter we're interested in, and that's what we wanted to surface at ICON.
A couple more minutes left with Stanley Pierre-Louis from the Entertainment Software Association when we return here on Tech It Out. I'm in Las Vegas at the ICON Summit, so stick with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Nearly eight decades after the end of World War II, a 99-year-old American veteran made a journey back across the Atlantic, returning to the Czech city he helped liberate. As he arrived, the streets were lined with people waving American flags. Children sat on their parents' shoulders. Flowers were tossed gently toward him as he passed. For a moment, time seemed to fold in on itself. Young soldier then, honored hero now. He had been barely out of his teens when he first entered the city in 1945. Back then, the mission was survival. Now the mission was remembrance. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Hear ye good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. but Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Diverse our industry is. Yeah.
Well, when you talk about disability, it's interesting that disability experts will say there are certain people who report disabilities, and then there are the rest of us who work with disabilities, which are different in different ways, meaning visual impairments. You know, as your sight starts to go, particularly as you get older, all of a sudden you're in a category of not just wearing glasses, but how do I play this game differently? Mm-hmm. And so when you play games, there are ways of changing the things on the screen, how they appear, the colors, if you have color blindness.
Controllers that are, for those who are paraplegic, quadriplegic, amazing.
That's exactly right. There are controllers by Microsoft and by Sony that allow you to have different inputs so that you can use your elbows or your feet to play games in a way that you're still playing the game. Mm-hmm. And so I think this industry understands that to build a community, you've got to make the community feel comfortable and grow what you're doing. And so we've been proud of the work that the industry's been doing to achieve more accessibility. We still need to do more, but it's exciting that it's something that's front of mind.
It's also, I think, reflective of the industry itself hiring hugely diverse population to work on this content, which is better serving people who play it, which is, I think, great. And I think a perfect way to end off. Stan, it's been great chatting with you. All the best. Congrats on a very successful inaugural Icon. It's always a pleasure to sit and chat with you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I wanted to take a moment to thank Norton and give them a shout out. They are an official partner on Tech It Out. I'm sure you're familiar with the brand. In today's connected world, a simple antivirus solution just isn't enough. Your identity, your finances, and your privacy are all on the line. That's why you need Norton 360 with LifeLock, the comprehensive solution that bundles device security and identity theft protection. Again, Tech It Out has proudly partnered with Norton as they protect your PC, Mac, and mobile devices from viruses, ransomware, and other kinds of malicious software, or malware for short. While LifeLock takes it a step further, constantly monitoring for the fraudulent use of your personal information, from your social security number to your bank accounts. If a threat is detected, you receive an alert, and if the worst happens and your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will be there to personally help fix it. Plus, with the $1 million protection package, you get coverage for stolen funds and expenses. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you the power to defend your entire digital life, even if you're not tech-savvy. Stop patching together protection. Get the all-in-one peace of mind you need with Norton 360 with LifeLock. To get a deal on Norton 360 with LifeLock, simply visit norton.com/techitout. That's norton.com/techitout. We're going to continue chatting about the Icon event here in Las Vegas after a short break. In fact, I'll have the privilege of sitting down with Strauss Zelnick. Strauss leads T2 Interactive, Take Two, which is the parent company to Rockstar Games, the makers of GTA, Grand Theft Auto, that multi-billion dollar franchise, 2K, games like Borderlands, 2K Sports, like NBA 2K, and Zynga, a mobile game developer, hugely popular as well. So four main brands under the T2 umbrella. I'm going to get Strauss's take on the industry. There have been some layoffs, despite how big video games are. They've had a bit of a turbulent year, so I'll ask him about that. I'll ask him how they use AI, if at all. And, of course, going to have to pick his brain about GTA 6 coming out this November. He's probably not going to share very much, just a heads up, but we'll hear after this short break. But, yeah, hey, if you want to reach out on social media, I love hearing from Tech It Out listeners. I'll spell my name in a moment, but you can find me on X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Blue Sky, Threads, and I think a couple of others that I'm missing. But it's Mark Saltzman, M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. So Mark with a C,
Saltzman with a Z. If you want to reach out to say hi, let me know where you're tuning into the show from, if it's on a talk radio station or in podcast form, what town you're in. Love hearing all that. If you have any tech questions for me, any suggestions for upcoming guests or topics, I'm all ears. So, yeah, hit me up on social media to say hi, Mark Saltzman. I also share some tech tips of the day and all that, which I'll tell you more about a little later on in the show. And I'll share a fun hack on how to turn any ebook into a free audiobook. But stick with us. More from Icon in Las Vegas when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for a late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Been at the helm of T2 for 18 years now. Congrats. Time flies, I'm sure. But Take-Two is about to embark on one of its biggest years to date with the launch of GTA 6 later on. Of course, I'm going to have to ask you about that in a while. But It is true that the interactive entertainment industry has had some setbacks lately. It's been widely known about layoffs and some other challenges. If I may, since I've got you here, to ask your thoughts on the overall state of the industry.
Look, we feel like there are tailwinds in the industry. We're off to a good start this fiscal year, and we obviously have great expectations for the rest of the year with the launch of Grand Theft Auto 6 November 19th and many other great properties coming to market between now and then and after then. So I am of the view that if you give consumers what they want, they'll come out for it.
And if we have time, we'll chat about AI, if that is impacting jobs.
Certainly not yet. Having an impact yet.
Yeah. I think it's fair to say that whenever new technology emerges, there's panic. Hmm. And then the dust settles and we figure out how to use it and benefit from it.
The history of technology is that technology creates productivity. Productivity enhances GDP. Enhanced GDP enhances employment.
Yeah.
So, you know, there of course can be dislocation, and dislocation is incredibly painful for those affected. And I don't mean to minimize it at all, but so far we haven't seen dislocation.
Okay, good.
It's been spoken about anecdotally, but we simply haven't seen it. Our headcount's growing.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear.
And look, we have a three-part strategy. Be the most creative, be the most innovative, be the most efficient. It would be painful, but if all things AI allowed us to decrease our headcount, we'd be duty-bound to do that. And that's not what's happening. We're hiring more people.
Yeah.
We're hiring creative people, and we're hiring people to make games and distribute games and market games. Like, we're in a growth industry, and technology is helping us pursue that growth more effectively, but it is not allowing us, or encouraging us to reduce headcount.
I know it's not all doom and gloom. Nintendo had a huge year last year with the launch of the Nintendo Switch 2 last June. 3.5 million units sold within the first few days of release. That includes pre-orders, naturally. Were you surprised to see the success of that platform?
I'm never surprised by Nintendo's success.
Right. For GTA 6, you chose PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series S and X to be the launch platform. Basically a hardware challenge, or that's just you had to double down on some platforms first?
Rockstar historically has worked with a couple of major platforms initially, and I think that allows the label to focus mightily on delivering the best possible consumer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, historically, Rockstar has gone to other platforms.
Yeah.
And eventually, typically reaches all the key platforms.
For such an ambitious game, too, it would be kind of silly to think that they would make it available everywhere, because of all that work, people don't realize how much work that would be.
So that's right. Fair. I mean, the technology is similar across console and PC, but it's not identical.
Sure. Fair. You've worked in other entertainment mediums in the past, BMG, of course, and Fox. You touched on gaming and the headwinds coming out of maybe a tough couple of years, but about how this is a growth industry, I believe you said. What is it, do you think, about the interactive entertainment space that it's so ubiquitous now? And from a revenue perspective, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that I read that games, the industry, is now bigger than movies and music combined.
It is. Look, interactive entertainment is America's pastime. It's the world's pastime. People love interactive entertainment. And the reason we expect the business to continue growing is that people consume for the rest of their lives the entertainment they fell in love with at the age of 17. If you're honest about it, the music that you listen to, if you have an hour to relax by yourself, is the music you loved as a teenager. And so if you're playing video games at the age of 17, you'll still be playing them 20 years later. And in fact, the age of our average consumer today is 37 or 38.
Mm-hmm.
So as people age, they're going to continue playing games, and that means the cohort's going to continue to grow for probably the next 20 or 25 years mathematically. That doesn't mean everyone does well, because it's a creative business and you have to deliver what consumers want. And our job is to make the best interactive entertainment on earth. Our job is to make the biggest hits on earth. Everyone who works at Take-Two and its affiliates knows that. Television, for example, I think was not serving a more youthful audience. We obviously serve an adult audience when you define adult to 17 and above.
Mm-hmm.
But the average age of a network television viewer today is 60s. And so I think that a lot of the legacy entertainment business had stopped serving an audience that we serve. A great deal of our mobile business serves all ages, significant portion of our console business serves all ages. I think that a more youthful cohort discovered interactive entertainment and made it their own. And that's a very powerful consuming population.
For the median age to be 36, 37, 38, that obviously accounts for mobile on the higher end of age. I think it's statistically proven. Not that there aren't 80-year-olds with an Xbox controller in their hand, but generally we're talking about more puzzle-friendly games and computer and mobile. With the acquisition of Zynga a couple of years ago, that positioned T2 to compete in that space as well. Very popular platform. I mean, 70% of humans on Earth have a smartphone. 70%.
Zynga has all these great live services now. Games like Toon Blast, Empires and Puzzles, Words with Friends, Match Factory, yeah. Color Block Jam, and so many others. We have a couple of really terrific titles coming, we hope. The hardest thing you can do in interactive entertainment is make a mobile hit. We have a healthy respect for how hard that is.
There's so many millions of apps and games out there. It's hard to stand out.
Hit ratios are really low. But the Zynga team, led by Frank Chabot, has done a great job, thankfully, on our watch. And we have a lot of confidence in what's to come. So stay tuned.
A few more minutes with Strauss Zelnick when we return. He's the CEO of Take-Two Interactive, the company behind Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption and many other games. And here's a fun fact about Strauss. He's famously intense about fitness and has even been featured on the cover of Men's Fitness. How's that, huh? And prior to T2 Interactive, he became the president and COO, the chief operating officer of 20th Century Fox at age 32. Wow. But hey, prefers to be in the interactive entertainment industry. But more with Strauss here at the Icon Summit, where, of course, I'm going to have to ask him a little bit more about GTA 6, though he probably won't share much. But stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans. Making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned. Rebuilding communities after disaster strikes. And adapting to support today's veterans. Meeting them where they are. VFW. Still leading. Still advancing. Still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
We've heard a lot about AI and how it's supposed to make your digital life easier, faster, and better. And that includes your home Wi-Fi. Introducing TP-Link Aerial, intelligent Wi-Fi tech designed to improve how your devices connect to the internet. What does it do exactly? Instead of sending your Wi-Fi signal in every direction equally, Aerial helps focus and optimize wireless signals so your devices get stronger with more stable connections. That means smoother video calls, faster downloads, and less buffering while you stream, game, or work from home. So whether you're in the living room, upstairs, or anywhere in the home, TP-Link Aerial delivers consistent coverage wherever you're using it. The result? A faster, more reliable network for every device in your home. Check out TP-Link Aerial, smarter Wi-Fi designed for today's smart homes. TP-Link.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Just a couple of minutes left with Strauss Zelnick from Take-Two Interactive here at the Icon Summit in Las Vegas.
You said as a game studio publisher, you have to deliver the hits that people want, the games that they want. How do you balance new IPs with those that are more familiar to those? Like, do you think consumers, that probably the answer is yes and yes. Do they want another Borderlands? Do they want another NBA 2K? Do they want another GTA? I know that answer. But from a creative standpoint, like, does a studio feel stymied because people may want what's familiar, or how do you break out a new IP? It's tough.
Two questions. Number one, our creative teams are charged with following their passions. And if someone has lost excitement about a property, then they're not the right person to work on that property. And we've absolutely had that happen. We've had it happen where a creator we love says, I want to work on something else. Ken Levine's a great example of that. Mm-hmm. That's why he started Ghost Story. That's why he's working on Judas. Mm-hmm. Because much as he loved everything he did at BioShock, and he's, I hope, rightfully proud of the extraordinary experiences he created, he wanted to move on to his next creative endeavor. The team at Rockstar is incredibly excited about bringing Grand Theft Auto 6 to life. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing that. That's why they're doing that. So both can be true. We can have creators who feel like it's time to move on to the next thing, and we can have creators, do have creators, who couldn't be more excited about working on a franchise that's beloved, that's been around for a while. Team at Gearbox, for example, there are people there working on Borderlands, of course, and then there are people working on new intellectual properties. We're thrilled.
Okay, great. Good to hear that you're hedging bets between something brand
new. Oh, no, we're not hedging bets because new intellectual property is incredibly risky. So we're actually doing the opposite of hedging bets. We are bringing beloved franchises back to life on a regular basis, and then we're taking the biggest risk you can possibly take in entertainment, which is trying to break new intellectual property. We hedge no bets around here. Wish we could, but we don't.
Well, with that in mind, we should end off a little bit more on GTA, if you don't mind. So this is obviously a monster of a game coming out in 6 months, I hope. What does the marketing look like? Do you leave it to Rockstar, one of your properties, to make those calls?
It's going to be a huge marketing campaign, as you'd expect. And Rockstar will make announcements about what's to come in the fullness of time. But rest assured, it will be breathtaking.
All right. I'm not going to press you anymore because I know that you're going to hold your cards close to your chest, and I understand why. It's been great chatting with you again, Strauss. Thank you so much for your time, Strauss Zelnick, Chairman and CEO of T2, joining us on the program. Thank you so much again.
Thanks for having me.
If I may, I wanted to give a huge shout out and thank you to Visa, an official partner of mine on this program, Tech It Out. Did you know that shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention, so you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card. Nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokenization, pioneered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft because this technology replaces your actual cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code, so the merchant never sees your real card number, yet it ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, head over to visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, you may have noticed that my other sponsors are also designed to protect you. So
Visa protects your purchases, right, with safer online shopping and even at retail. Norton is of course, a cybersecurity company, and they've got the LifeLock brand for identity theft protection. And also, there's SanDisk. I always encourage listeners to back up their important information on a regular basis, just in case. You can do so from your phone, tablet, laptop, desktop, with affordable and durable external drives, whether they be USB thumb drives that can fit into your iPhone or Android or your favorite tablet or laptop or desktop, or solid-state memory, great for running programs off of the drive because it's fast enough, so not just for backup purposes, but great for gamers and content creators. And so, yeah, always consider SanDisk if you want reliability, durability, portability, and affordability, because you're not paying a monthly cloud service for storing all of your files. You can put it on your keychain and password protect it, yes, just in case you lose it. Not a bad idea. Or put it away for safekeeping in a safety deposit box or in a desk drawer, somewhere dry for long-term storage. But yes, wanted to give a shout-out to SanDisk as well. So I'm blessed with three amazing partners on Tech It Out: Norton, Visa, and SanDisk. Thank you for your support. Hey, I wanted to give you a heads up about next week's Tech It Out. I'm thrilled to have a guest on the show, Sean Cran, a.k.a. Clown from the mega metal band Slipknot. He's actually one of the original members, and there's a tech angle, a gaming angle, of course, but yeah, if you're into metal, hard rock, Slipknot's Clown will be our guest next week. Did you know that Slipknot has sold 30 million records to date, which is crazy, and countless tours sold out, Grammy awards, they've been on the Billboard charts, so I'm thrilled to have Sean Cran from Slipknot, aka Clown, on the program next week. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you're a fan of Minecraft. So that's coming up next week on Tech It Out. But when we return, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm going to share a couple of hacks, some ways to save money and time on your mobile device. One in particular I think you're going to like, especially in time for the summer as you may be out taking a walk. How about having your ebooks read to you? All right, we'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Everybody calls us a liar. Yeah.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now.
Call Alliance at 2212-642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Saltzman with the Z, as the announcer likes to say. Or if you prefer email, by the way, you can just go to my website, marksaltzman.com, and send me a note from the main page there. As an example, by the way, of the kinds of tips and tricks that I share on social media, let me share one with you now. I think it's going to be especially interesting if you use an iPhone or an iPad. The hack is that you can turn any ebook into a free audiobook. So instead of having to pay for an audiobook, there's a feature built into iPhone and iPad called Speak Screen that will read aloud any text that's on the screen, as the name suggests. So you can listen to books when you can't read them, like when you're driving in a car, you know, when you're walking down the street, not safe to read and walk at the same time, or closing your eyes in bed or on an airplane. Of course, it's also ideal for those who are blind or have low vision. So this is a tip that I wanted to share with you, and I'll play you an example of what it sounds like. But to activate Speak Screen, which is only required once, just go to the settings area of your iPhone and then select accessibility. You're going to see an option there called Read and Speak, and that's where you can enable Speak Screen. Then, going forward, in any app that you have open, such as the built-in Books app, which is already on your iPhone and iPad, you can swipe down with two fingers from the very top of the screen for the content to be read to you. It also works with emails, messages, web articles, recipes, and notes, by the way. You can tweak the voice as well, including gender and language, speaking speed, and more. So let me play you an example of a book that I have already on my iPhone in the Books app. I'm going to swipe two fingers down from the top of the screen, and this is what it sounds like.
A group of survivors is caught in a world where mutants, monsters, and a new government are battling for the top of the food chain.
All right, so you get the idea. It's not the best voice you can find, not the most human, but hey, it's free, a little hack I wanted to share with you. And again, you can follow me on social media for those kinds of tips of the day. It's at Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C. And one more tip, which works on iPhone or Android, is this. When it comes to your old tech that you have lying around your home, you probably know about the three R's, right? Resell, recycle, or regift, or donate. But there's one more, repurpose. You can turn your old phone or tablet, for example, into an alarm clock or a digital photo frame, or check this out, a free video surveillance camera. With free apps like Presence or Alfred, you can set up your old phone or tablet somewhere in your home, plug it in, and point the camera somewhere, like a baby's crib, and install the same app on your existing phone, the one that you use day to day, and sign into the same account. So again, a couple of free apps are Presence and Alfred. Now, whenever the camera senses motion or sound, you're going to get a push notification to your phone to see what's going on. Or you can check in anytime if you like. Again, Alfred and Presence are completely free. Cool, right? It's a smart and cost-effective way to repurpose your old tech lying around. Even if it has a cracked screen, doesn't matter. It's the camera that you're leveraging and using your existing Wi-Fi connection at home. Oh, and hey, we have time for one more tech tip. This is for anyone who uses a Windows computer. If you like programs like Outlook or Word, and you are typing away, maybe you're looking at the keyboard and not the screen because you're not the most confident typer, you may have noticed that you accidentally tap the caps lock key. So sentence after sentence, you didn't realize it until you looked up at the screen that everything is all in caps. Well, most people would just delete it all and start again. You do not need to. Here's a shortcut. You highlight the text that you want to change, and then you tap Shift F3. So on your keyboard, you hold down the shift button and then tap F3, and it'll then allow you to select all lowercase letters, or it'll capitalize the start of every sentence. And that way you can just keep working on that email or word processing document without having to retype it all over again. This is a shortcut that, again, works with popular Microsoft programs like Outlook or Word. Select all the text with the mouse so it's all highlighted, tap Shift and then F3, and it'll do the trick for you. And you're welcome. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the program. We chatted here at the ICON Summit here in Las Vegas with Stan Pierre Louis from the Entertainment Software Association, Strauss Zelnick, the head of Take-Two Interactive, talked a bit about GTA 6 coming out, Zynga, mobile games, Borderlands, Red Dead Redemption. So, hey, thanks for tuning into the program, everyone, and I look forward to catching up with you next time for another new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.